In Daf Yudzayin Amud Alef, Rabbi Barbachonam Rabbi Yochanan, this is by the small hay of the Mishpat, Monali Biyotcha, Valo Aimer, Ein Lecha Biyodi Klub. Malve is Taiveya from Aloy Vamonet, and he's a Kaifa Hakil. And he says, Ein Lecha Biyodi Klub, I don't owe you anything. I never borrowed anything. The Eidim, Eidim Oisai, Sheyeshloi. And them Eidim say this, that he did borrow. Right? So later, no, Adam said this, he borrowed. So now he comes, he sings a new song. Parati, I paid you up. He's Monson. I paid you up already. Who's the kafran loisay moment? So since he was kaifa this moment already, he said, Ladam, so he does not have any nemones. The taina parati. If he wants a taina parati, he has to bring eidim. I mean, since he knows that he doesn't have any nemonis, so memela, we have an antadi, he didn't pay unless he pays bifne eidim. Ki hodi shapsoi berei de rabbi merenis. Now the Gemara brings a maise. There was the Shapsoi, Rabbeinu's son, Kosa lo lekalosai itzla de milsa b'ksuboso. The daughter-in-law of Shapsoi wrote, Haksube an itzla de milsa abeget choshuv, abeget sholtzema. She wrote, Kosov lo lekalosa, she wrote, Itzla de milsa b'ksubosa, that she's bringing in, that the Nadin, she's bringing in this baggage shel tema. And in the Ksuba it says that if she'll be the get, or if her husband will die, so there is a amount of money that has to be given to her, they make a shume, and the value of the itzla. And if she'll be gigeto, she'll become an amone. So there's an amount that has to be paid to her. Vekibla alei. Now, so this amount, Shapsoi was mekabel, he became an orev, that he's going to pay this amount. His son will die, son gives her a get, he was mekabel arvis to pay this amount for the nedunya that she brought in. Lamaise, it happened that the son died. Irches ksubasa, and Lamaise, she lost the ksuba. She lost the ksuba. Right? So now, if the ksuba is lost, we don't know the protem, what it said in the ksuba. So she came to him. No, your son died. You became a norev. You're going to give X amount of money for the itzle. And he says, I never was mekabela myself anything. And you can't disprove it because the ksuba is lost. Osi sadi v'omre in kosavlo. No, like I remember, and the Ksubit Ake said that Shapsoi was mekabel on himself, that he's going to pay her, he was mekabel alvis to pay this amount for the Yitzhala. Right? No, he has to pay. L'saif omalu pratiya. This lady comes to tell Bez, and I paid her already. A lady said, I paid her. Also, and she was makri, she never gave the money. Also, lekamei derabchiyem, amalei hurzak to kafchem lo isa itzl, you're a hurzak kafchem, because you were makrish already on the etzem chiyy. So now you have no nemonis to taine parati. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. sagt Rashi, Itzale Lavush. Purse Kafran Loise Itzale Atche Yifra. So, my son, Mishnah Salevi, wants to say maybe it's missing the word Atche Yifra Be'edem. Then it would be very good. Rashi before said, Ahurze Kafran, Ein Enem Shub Loim Aparatim Shaloi Be'edem. Aparatim Atche Yifra Be'edem. So here it could be it's missing the word Edem. Ahurze Kafran Loise Itzale he doesn't have an amonis to say that for him. There's a kasha that they bring down. We had a Tosfos yesterday that the Zainim at base. Rav Abo had said that that what it says in the Mishnah, Komai Sebezin Areza Yachzer, is speaking about that Hurze Kafren. Speaking about that Hurze Kafren. So that's why Areza Yachzer. So Rove asked, Mishim Hurze Kafren Chode Zimne Sulei Pora Klau? And maybe he paid. So Taisri says, Va'afa gav damrina lekamon hurze kafren lo isay momen. So Taisri says, what do you mean a person is a hurze kafren lo isay momen, he doesn't have any nemonis. So what's Rav's kasha? So Taisri says, Oche de nofo shani, so Taisus says, even though the loiva was hurze kafren, the loiva doesn't have nemonis, but since we see that zareis did in the field, the malva lost the shtar, so if it would be a good shtar, so why did the malva lose it? So the reis did in the field gives nemonis a fila to a kafren. That was Rav's kasha. That means, you can't mon from the loiva, that was law of it, even though it's also kafren. He says it's poran, there's a reis in the nefila, so we're chayish for piroi. So, others ask the kashem, here, lemaisa, this ksuba was also yiches, it would get lost. And here we say that, who's a kafren, and then he has to pay. That's what others ask the kashem. So the Nachlas David says he doesn't understand the kash. He says there's a tremendous difference. He says over here it's speaking about that he said pora, that means it got lost, and he says I paid already. So that the reis in the fila shows is a raya that taki paid. Why did the malva lose the shtar? So there, the reis in the fila gives an amonis a fila for a kafra. Mashenkin over here it got lost before the whole maisa. And then the shimon from him the money for the fila, and he said, I never was makabel arbis. And then later, so then Adam came and said he wasn't a kabbal arbis. So that it was lost before is no raya whatsoever that he's saying that's what he's tying now parati. So Mamela, so that's why here he doesn't have an amonis. That means a Tosfos after Zainim at base is speaking about he's tying parati and the shtar got lost. So we have a kasha. Why did the malva lose the shtar if he didn't pay? So it's a good shtar, so why did the malva lose the shtar? So from that, what the malva lost the shtar, we see takepora, we see his right, I hurts the kafren. So they says, even the hurts the kafren, if it's hurts the kafren, if the malva, If I have a race in the fila that the malva lost the shtar, so I'll believe a kafran.
My Shenken over here hit back in the Shtar was lost, but the Shtar was lost before everything. Then after the Shtar was lost, we had a Shaila what was written in the Shtar. And he said that he wasn't a Kabbal Arvis. So now he became a Kafra. So later the Ritain is Parati, so that the Shtar was lost previously, is not at all proof that he was Pereya now, was lost before the Kfira also. Omar Rav Ovin, Omar Rabbi Lo, Omar Rabbi Yechanim, Oyechayev Lechaveiro Yishvuah. A person was Chayev Yishvuah, V'Omar Nishbati. And he said, he swore ready. That means the Shvua that he was Mechuyiv to swear was sworn. Where was it sworn? Right? It was sworn in Bezdin. God, the Dayonim of that Bezdin are not around anymore. They're not available to question them. But he says, I swore. Finished. Ve'edim ve'edim oisoi shaloi nishpa. But Edim say Edis that they witness that the Teveya mont him go to Bezin and swear, and he said, I won't swear. So he was, this is Rashi's pshat. So he was Meyes Ponov in front of Edim that he won't swear. And now later when the Teveya to swear, he says, I swore already. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hurze kafren lo isay shvu." So that means the same thing. This is Rashi Shite. If a person was misarev to be memale his chiyev lefnei edim, so this person has no nemonis anymore to say that he was memale the chiyev. So memale we can force him to swear. That what he says that he swore in front of this bezdin is worthless, and we force him to swear in another bezdin. Amru kamei de Rababo. So they said over to Rababo, this memra of Rabovin. Omar lohu, mistavra milse de Rabovin, shenischayev shvua bebezdin. That means if he was Mechuyev, Bezdin was Mechayev and Mashvuah. So Memele, and then later we have to aid them that the Teveya was Teveya, he should swear. And he said, I'm not going to swear. So such a person lost his Nemonis, so we see he was a Sarvin. He was Mesarev, Lemale Chiyuvay. So now for later he says he was Memale. He doesn't have the monies. Avol chiyev atzma yishvue. But what is the din if there was a din teire, and in the middle of the din teire, one of the baldinim said, "You know, I'm right. I'll swear that I'm right." It was a shvue that he wasn't mechuyev al pi bezdin, but he was mechayev himself in bezdin that he's going to swear. They made a ma'ase kinyan on it that he's going to swear. Aval ma'ase, it wasn't a shvuas bezdin. The shvua originated through him that he said he was mekabel himself, he's going to swear. And now we have the same scenario, and later we did the baldova was teveya from him that he should go and swear, and he says, I'm not going to swear. Again, he said he's not going to swear. So here, Rav Abbo said, Ovid Inish, Avochiv Atzma Yishvue, is then will be Nemon. If later he said he did swear, he's Nemon. Ovid Inish, the Mikri Va'oma. That means here, since this is not a Chiyuv, that Bezdin was matal on him, this is a chiyuv that he was matal on himself, so even though he says he won't do it, that doesn't mean anything. You have to take this with a grain of salt. It just means he's pushing it off. Doesn't mean that really he won't do it. So Mamela, it's not considered that he was hursik kafran, that he won't swear. So if lady says he swore, so we can't force him to swear again. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, hursik kafran lo isa shvur. Now he has to swear b'faneinu. He can't tell us he swore already. So Rabbi Bo said, this member of Rabbi Oven is dafkish nischayim shvur b'best. The kivin the tovei be'edim l'kayim divrei best. The loy ovo, the tovei be'edim, and he didn't want to do it. Einei nema loy ma'oid ki yam te'achei kein. Then later he lost his nemunas to say that he was mamalas chiyev. Havol chiyev atzma yishvua. But if he was mechayev himself a shvua, sha'om alo yesh baloch in the din teire, he said, I'll swear to prove I'm right. V'tovei be'edim, and he was to them, okay, he said you'll swear, so swear. Lo yovo, no, I'm not going to swear. V'achakach oman nishbati, and then he says that he swore already, nemo. Even though in front of Edim he stuck them off, he said he's not going to swear. The person could say, I won't do it, since Bezin wasn't Mechayivim. Elani ba'atzmi. A person can talk like that. Ve'ein zu sarvonis ve'charote eladachie ba'alma. Very interesting lotion. Rashi touches up. You have to understand how to interpret what he's saying. It doesn't mean he's not going to do it. It means I'm not up to it now. That's all what it means. So memele, fine. That was Rav Avo's assumption in that was what Rav Oven said. He says, Rav Oven said, a member that he becomes a hurzikah from lo yisei shvuim by saying that he won't swear b'fnei edim. So Rav Avo said, this only makes sense by a shvuah shechayvu bezdim, but a shvuah shechiyev atzmai. It's not mistaver that he becomes a husakaf. Adru kamei de Rav Oven, the Talmidim came back to Rav Oven. Rav Bo said a shtik teure in Rav Oven's memory. Omar Lohus, he said, Anami bebezn omri. That's like what I meant. Rav Bo, that's like what I meant. Even though I wasn't specific, that's exactly what I meant. Itma nami. So the first lotion was that the memra was, I mean, there was a lotion sosum from Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Oven said, I mean, that's how I understood pshat. Rabbi Yochanan davke shvuah shechayvu bez. Itmanami omar Rav Oven omar Rav Lo omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the second lotion says Rabbi Yochanan himself said. This chilek, or yechayv lechaber shvu bebez, and Rabbi Yechon himself said this chilek. Vama nishbati, vama ve'idim, me'idim ha'ishe sholoi nishba, that he didn't want to swear, who's the kafan ha'ishe shvu? Fine. So the second lotion, Rabbi Yechon himself made this chilek between a shvu shenishchay bebez, or a shvu shechiyi besatzman. Omar Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we finished. This just came into the sugya. The Gemara said, "V'kafron ha'ivos in the Yodin name of Bamilse." So we had a half an omod speaking about Hilchis Kafron. Now we're coming back to Hilchis Shtoris. Omar Rab Asi, Omar Rab Yochanan, Hamoitzi Shtalchoy Bishuk. The Kosov by Henpik. And there's a Henpik. So we know number one that there was Zicha Alba. The Kosov by Zmanoi by Bayoy. And it says in the Shtar, that means I find the Shtar, Yudalid Ador, and the Zman of the Shtar is also Yudalid Ador. Because of by Zmanoi by Bayoy. So that means that the Shtar was lost today. It was written today, and it was lost today. Yachziru Labailam. So then, Rabbi Yochanan said, Amir de Kechidish, that even though there's a klal chayshinon lepiroin, but if you find a shtar that was written today, mistam, if he borrowed money today, he didn't pay back today. A person who borrows money the same day, he doesn't pay back. So, Mamela, so I can assume the shtar, Nizicha borrowed the money, because there's a hempik, is yachziru lebailo. Maybe he wanted a bar and he never borrowed a kosov by henpik. Maybe he paid up to be chayish, that a person paid up the same day, some milsa de loy shriche, memela loy chashinen. That is a memory of Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yechne. Fregt de Gemore, Amar le Rabbi Zeirel, Rabasi, mi Amar Rabbi Yechne nochi, Rabbi Yechne taki said this klal, that alapriye bas yoyme loicha shinen, that means people don't pay back the same day. Ha'atu da amrit mishmei de Rab Yochanan, you Rabasi said a memre in the name of Rab Yochanan, and we're going to have a problem. Let's first say the memre that you said. You said, shtar shalova boy, ulporoi, a person borrowed money with a shtar. He paid up the shtar. Eine choyzer velova boy, I cannot use the shtar to borrow again. Shekvar nimchal shibudoy. Because the shibud that the shtar had made was nimchal after it got paid up. So we cannot use this shtar that was written for the first halvor for a second halvor. That's a memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Ashtar Shanimchal will discuss this soon, a little bit more barich is what the lomdus of Nimchal Shibuda is. But Al Kaponon, that is what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Is Amitz. Now, what case is Rabbi Yochanan speaking about that we are saying that the shtar is possible because there's a chesoron of Nimchal Shibuda? If you want to say he wants to use this shtar the next day or the third day, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say a shtik teire? That this shtar is possible because it's nimchal shibudaim. Typically, the havalei mugdim. It's a shtar mugdim. That means if you want to use this shtar with a zman of 2 days ago, so it's a posel shtar, usnan shitrei choy v'mugdomim psulam. Elo lav biyoymei. So we have to say that it's speaking about that he paid the same day. Now he wants to use, it's a shot, the loiv is spent, we'll see, $5 for a shtar. He paid up the chayiv. Now he wants to borrow again with the shtar. It's the same day in Dosen. So kocha, and that din, Rabbi Yochanan said, but no, it's a posel shtar, it's nimchu shibudai. And you can't use this shtar for the second chayv.
So, Kocho, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that he paid up the same day. He wants to use the shtar for a second chayv, and Rabbi Yochanan said that the shtar is possible for a second chayv. Aber, fine. Aber, Alma Pori Inshi B'Yoyme. But we see our kaponim that people, there is such a concept that people pay up the same day. So how could you say, before you said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, if I find a shtar, I find a shtar, and the shtar says that the same, that was lost. And that this is the day the shtar was written. Mm-hmm. So you said Rabbi Yochanan says, L'priya bas yoyme leichai shinom. I don't declare that it was paid up the same day. Here we see, Rabbi Yochanan said, Alocha of Nimchal Shibudei. This whole Alocha of Nimchal Shibudei is only applicable if it was paid up the same day. If it was paid up the next day, so it's a Shtar Mugdim, you don't need this Lomdus of Nimchal Shibudei. Omar Lei, so Rabasi told him, Mika Amina de Leipori Klal. I said, it's impossible a person can pay up the same day. All I said, it's a milsa de lo yishrich. It's a memela, so it matters. If I find a shtar that's in the street, and the shtar, it says that the shtar is this man of the shtar is the same day that I found it on. So I'm claiming a shayla, do I have to be chayish that the loiva lost the shtar? It's not shriach that a loiva should pay up a chayv the same day that he borrowed money. It's possible, but it's loy shriach. So since it's a milsad loy shriach, I don't have to declare such a chash. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lamaise, if a loiva paid up, now we'll declare a new shayla. Can the shtar be used for a new chayv? So then Rabbi Yochanan was done. It cannot be used for a new chayv. Because it's nimchal shibudei. Now let us see Rashi. Because of boizmanoi boi bayoim, shebiyoim shenimtso nichtav, שכבר נמחל שיבודוי, מי שפורה מלווה ראשונה, after the first מלווה was paid up, ועלו אחרונה לא נכתב. Now the shtar was not written on the second חוי, והבה לא מלווה על פה. So it's a מלווה על פה, because you don't have a shtar. And the second chayv was in for the first chayv. V'teiref lekuchay shaloi kedin. So you'll be teiref lekuchay shaloi kedin. A milva peh goyve mina lekuches. A milva peh is not goyve mina lekuches. Now, we have to understand what is pshat in this din that, since the shtar was written on the first, since the shtar was written on the first chayv was paid up, so you can't use the shtar for the second chayv. So, let us ask Akasha as follows. We can ask Akasha, for example, if we hold Shibuda de Raisa, Shibuda de Raisa, so what does that mean? That means that minatayra, someone lends money, the kakois become mishubim. So theoretically, a milval peh also should mon from the lakuches. There was a takone that you don't mon from lakuches because a milval peh, no one is going to know about it, so they made a takone of the lakuches. But let's talk about this case. He borrowed 9 o'clock in the morning, he borrowed $1,000. There's a keil, he borrowed $1,000. No, so lekuches, no, borrowed $1,000.
11 o'clock, he comes over, he got a hold of $1,000, he pays him up. Fine. L'chayre, when he pays him up, L'chayre, there's no fanfare that he paid him up, finished. 2 o'clock, Baita needs $1,000. He comes back with the shtar. Let's use the shtar. Now, L'chayre, the shibut and the chayv, he's buying now another $1,000, so it should again be chala shibut. The whole problem is, alts the koil. The koil, the lakuchas won't know. Milva peh, they don't know. But they do know. They know that he borrowed $1,000 today, so they know. And so what's the problem? So what is this whole thing of nimchal shibudoi? It can't be used, the shtar cannot be used anymore for the second chayiv. It's a milva al peh. So Zazoy, the Nachlas Moshe on this Gemara says, he says, no, when a person pays up, there's a koil. And it's mistava like that there's a koil, because a person that pays up a chayiv, he wants to, like this is real estate, the value of his real estate went down, 9 o'clock in the morning, everyone heard that there's a lien, there's a shibud on his karka, so the value of his real estate went down. People won't buy his karkois. Now, if somehow the Rebbein Shimon Kahof at 11 o'clock, he got $1,000 to pay up. So, he makes a koil that he paid up. He wants people to know that he paid up. Baruch Hashem, they make a lechayim, he paid up to chayim, 11 o'clock. That's what Nachlas Moshe says. So Memele, so now I'm gonna borrow 2 o'clock. The Lekuchas don't know to be Nizer, because they know he paid up. The new shtar was not written. No one was Moitzi Akel on the Nuchai. So that's what Rashi says. Moitzi Lekuchas. So you're gonna be Tayef Lekuchas Shalaykenim. That's how the Nachlas Moshe learns Pshat. Between you and me, the Lashon of Nimchal Shibuda, you don't understand too good. I mean, in other words, it means it was Nifka, the Keil was Nisbatl. I mean, the Lashon is fair. Abulchanan and Baba Basra says, a second Lomdis. Abulchanan and Baba Basra says that since Chazal said a milva al peh, you can't month from the lekuches. We've arrived from a Tosfos before, so they were mafkia the shibud. Not sure that there's a shibud. Chazal said, since if there'll be a shibud and there's no koil, so the lekuches are going to lose. So they were mafkia the shibud. A milva al peh, now there's no shibud. Minatayre shibud deraisa. But the minute Chazal made a takone that a milva al peh is the Chazal made a takone that a milva al peh is no shibud, so they said that the shibud will only come about through the shtar. The shtar makes the shibud. That means, forget about shibud of the raisa. Shibud of the raisa is past history. That's right, shibud, a whole shibud of the raisa, so every halva makes a shibud. But we can't live with that halacha of shibud of the raisa, because there's a takonas lekuches. The lekuches are going to lose if we're going to live with shibud of the raisa. So they said they were mafkiya the shibud. And they said, only a milva bishtar, and they said that the shtar makes the shibud. So it's a shtar kinyan. That means every shtar halvo is a shtar that creates a shibud. It's a shtar kinyan. Chazal said the milve does not make the shibud. The shtar makes the shibud. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Chanan seems to say. The Nesivis and Simon Samachvav Sivkot and Test that says this also. So according to this Mahalach, so then the Lashon of the Gemara is Moiredik. That means Nim, that means Chazal said that the Halva does not make a Shibud. What makes the Shibud? They said only the Shtar makes the Shibud. But it's the Shtar is a Shtar Kinyan and the Shtar makes the Shibud. So then it's very good, the Lashon of the Gemara, Nimchal Shibuda. You don't have a Shtar to make the Shibud. Then we very good, the Lashon of Gemara. But Grada Goy Simrei Boruch and Simon Samachbov says that by a Milva Bishtar they never said such a thing. He's Chaylik on the Nesibis. He says, a Milva Bishtar, why should they be Mafki in the Shibud? Why should they say such a thing? The Milva Bishtar, there's a Koyl. So why should they say there's no shibud in the shtar make a shibud? Good. So they said there's no shibud tak, no mafki de shibud. But a milve bishtar, miikya din shibud de eraise. No, they were mafki de shibud al takonis lakuches. By a milve bishtar that there's a kill make a day say she mafki de shibud. So kaponim, there's a machlokes between the nesivis and the gosim rei boruch. If by a milve bishtar, the shtar makes the shibud, or the halva makes the shibud, since there's a shtar. According to the Goyim Rabbah, we'll have to say that the problem is the keil, like the Nachlas Moshe says. But the Lashon HaGemara is very unclear. Let us see further in Rashi. Amos, the Porei, Amosai, because of a love,
what is Pshat? That Rabbi Yochanan said that he can't use the Shtar. He named Malamacha, Velevi Yem Shenichtav, Uliyemachor, Shtaitavis, and Uliyemachov, Bekitzel Seifrim, who tapered later Filanichtav. Al milve zu achoina, a fellow the shtar was written on the second halva. Because of boye mugdam keze, avalei shtar mugdam. So the Gemara says, no, it was zicher, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that the same day. Oh no, Rabbi Yochanan said, loy shchichi inshi depor Rabbi Yochanan bekamid. Ilkach, loy chayshinon lemidi de loy shchir. I'm not chayish for something which is not shchir. So that's the first member of Omar Abbasim Rabbi Yochanan. If you find a star that has the same date of the day you found it, so you don't clear up piroin because it's very loy shchir that the Levi should have paid up that day. But Rabbi Yochanan said, V'yisrami, but what happens if a person did pay up that day? But he can't go now and use the shtar again for a second halva. Let us see further the Gemara. Rav Kahana Omar. Rav Kahana said that what Rav Yochanan said, Samir the Kigmar over here, that what Rav Yochanan said, that if you find a star, that the date of the shtar is the same day you found it. So we had a memre of Rabbi Yochanan, you return it to the Malva. So till now we understood why you turn to the Malva, because it's not shchiach that the Leiva would have paid up the same day. So I assume that the Malva lost the shtar. Rav Kahana Omar Shechayev Moide. No, he said, no. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, that if you find a shtar the same day that the date of the shtar, you return it to the malva, is speaking about that the loiva says the malva lost the shtar. That shot in Rabbi Yochanan's memory.
fragt der Gemara, wie hoch ich meine Memre, so what's the Chiddush? Someone lost a star, you find a star, you come over to the Leiva, did you lose the star? No, 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 the Malva lost the star. So you give it back to the Malva. And that Rabbi Yechanan said, that, but that's if it's the same day of the date of the star, then you give it back to the Malva. It's not the same day, you know. The Leiva said that the Malva lost the star. So what's the Chiddush? Yehochi Maile Memre, so the Gemara says, no. Hi, Mao de Taime, I Mifra Pore. Now, I would think Mifra Pore. I'm more the Kazakh over here. I would think that it was paid up. There's something very fishy over here. A star was written, and now it's in the streets. It's in the streets, and the lawyer says, who lost it? The Malva lost it. Yeah, Malva said, yeah, I lost it, yeah. So, Malva Taima, Hai Mifre Pore, could be he paid up already. Vahai de Ko Oma Loi Paratia. So why is he saying he didn't pay up? There's a race in the field. That means, if the Malva really lost the star, the Malva doesn't lose the star so quickly. Mistame, if the star got lost, is Mistame because the Leiva, he paid up already if he got the star. So could be, Hai Mifre Pori, Vahai de Kaoma Loi Parati. What is he saying, Loi Parati? Mishum de Kaboi Meheda Le misve be zimne achite, le vshite de safre chayish. Hi. Zuck the Gemara no. So Gemara says, I'm telling you a chiddush. This is fishy. If you find a star in the street, the Leiva says the Malva lost the star. So we'll see, Rav Kahane b'shem Rav Yechen held that Malva doesn't lose the star. The same day, got the star. Lost the star. No, no, no. It's very fishy. Mistame, what happened? The Leiva lost the star. He paid up, so the Leiva lost the star. Aye, so what pshats of the Leiva saying now? No, the Malva lost the star. So what's pshat over here? No, so we have to think as follows. The Leiva wants to borrow again money. He doesn't want to write a new star. He doesn't want to write a new star. It costs money to write a star. So he's saying, the Malva lost the star, but he wants to use this star for a second Malva. He wants to use the star for a second Malva. And the reason I think of such weird scenarios, because the whole thing is weird, that the Malva should lose the star is also weird. The Malva should lose the star, he just lent money that he should lose the star, it's also weird. So I have to assume that the Leiva lost the star. No, if the Leiva lost the star, so why is the Leiva saying that the Malva lost the star? Because he wants to use it again. Back he paid up, now he wants to use it again. So Mela is saying, give it back to the Malva, it's Malva, the Malva lost the star. Kamash Mela. So Mela, that means, this makes sense. This makes sense already, that the Leiva lost the star, because the Leiva can lose the star, because to him it was where he paid up, and it's us. And now he's saying that the Malva lost the star, because he wants to borrow again, and doesn't want to dish out money for write a new star, so he's saying the Malva lost the star. Kemash Melon, no, don't think of this. Why not? Moses a pillar de kizach, pillar de dim kain, malve guve loy shavak. The malve vet nisht mittansen with the leiva. That means if this is the case, the leiva is an agia. The leiva wants this. The leiva wants this. Why should he invest money in a new star? He has this star already. It just came up. He has to borrow money again. So the Loive is Negia, but the Malva won't do it. The Malva, not als Ehrlichkeit, als something else. Malva Gufe Leishovek, Sava Shomei Bi Rabbon. What if the Rabbonim find out? What if the Rabbonim find out that the Shtar was paid up? And this is on the second Chayv. Now what's going to be if they find out? If they find out, no, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Shtar that was written on one Alvo, and now you want to use it for a second Alvo, it's possible for the second Alvo. Now, if they find out that this Shtar is on the second Alvo, the life is Negiyas, but the Malva scared stiff. That means I should be maskim to take apostle shtar. I should be maskim to take apostle shtar. The shtar is not good for the second halva. What if the rabbonim find out that it was paid up already in this shtar, the second halva? So I can't mon from the apostle shtar. I can't mon from the lakuches. I should stretch out my neck. So this Levi should say $5. No. You only stretch out your neck if it's worthwhile. But I have everything to lose and nothing to gain, then I'm Elech. I won't do such a thing. So the Gemara says, if a shtar boy by yoim, even though there's a big reyes over here, it's very modern that the Levi is saying that the Malva lost the shtar, but you have nothing what to be afraid of. Even though there be a svara to say that the Leiva lost the shtar, but, and the Leiva is negia to say this whole thing, say $5, but the Malva wouldn't be maskim, the Malva wouldn't be maskim to this dreidel because he might lose the whole chayv because he's doing a teiva to the Leiva. Frechtige more. Meishna mohodes nan, mozo shitrei choy, im yeshbe machayis nachosim, lo yachse. We learned if a person found a shtar choy, and there's its achayis, lo yachse, vo kimne kshechayiv moide. He said it's speaking about that the loive is moide, that the malva lost the shtar. We don't return the shtar. Mishum shema kosav lilbeis benissen, v'loi lova atishrei, v'osi lemitrib lekuches menissen batishrei shaloi kedin, v'loim rinin din keimal ve'gufe loi shavik, da'oma leiksoiv shtore achine betishrei. The dil meshomi rabona mafsidili. So zuk the gemara amoyo dikezach. We heard before a mission, and according to one mahalach, we hear a person finds a shtar, and it's Tishrei now. It's Tishrei, and the shtar says, Nissen. And we come to the loive, who lost the shtar? The Malva lost the shtar. Malva shtar, I didn't pay up yet. We come to the Malva, yeah, I lost the shtar. Now, we hear where the same Reyes said in the field, you lost the shtar. People don't lose shtar. There's something fishy here. So there the Gemara says, yeah, we will not give back the shtar. It's very fishy. A Malva doesn't lose shtaris. And you know what's pshat in this whole tmimis that the Malva lost the shtar and the Malva said, you know what? Really, could be because of a little voice been listening. Could be he wrote the shtar, he wanted to borrow money in this. Well, and also people like love at Tishrei. Now it's Tishrei about it. And now it's a shot. He wrote a shtar, $5. $5 doesn't go in trees. So now the loive wants to use the shtar. He can't use the borrow now with the shtar. So he says, yeah, I borrowed a nissen. And the malva says, yeah. Nissen, we borrowed a nissen. And there, we don't trust the loive and the malva. No. We are not naive, and we see this whole scenario. Something's very fishy over here. A Malva doesn't lose the shtar. Some of the shtar was paid up already. Or maybe it's apostle shtar. It's apostle shtar, and that is why the shtar was lost. We will not give it back. So let us say the same svara, but listen, the life is an egiya. He wants to use the shtar. Shema Kosum Luvis Mavilolova Tishrei, and it's Tishrei already, and he doesn't want to write a new Shtar. But the Malva also says the same thing. Why isn't the Malva cautious? What will be if the Chachamim find out that it's Taka, that he didn't borrow till dusk? He's going to be in hot water. The Dilma, so the Malva, the Malva won't be masking. The Amalek will say, Ksev Shtar Chinim B'Tishrei. The Dilma Shami Rabbonin Mapsidili. Maybe the Rabbonin will hear and they'll be mapsid me. So the Gemara Mira de Kizach Omri Hosa Misham de Islay Rav Chidakato of the Kuchis Minisim Batishri Meinach Nichelay. So the Gemara, no. They're cautious a hin, cautious a hair. Sometimes to stretch out your neck. That means this star. Ataka, he didn't borrow any money yet. So he wants to use this shtar now. He wants to save $5. But if I use this shtar now, I can be goyber from the lekuchas from Nissen. If the chachamim find out, I'll be in hot water. Aber shem b'sayim Hashem. Listen, this is an opportunity. I can get the lekuchas from Nissen. So memele. So there we say we don't trust both of them. We don't trust both of them. The loyve has an egiya, doesn't want to spend $5. The malve has an egiya, if he says that he lent him already the money in Nissen, so he'll be able to mourn from the lekuchas in Nissen. And maybe the rabbon will find out, no, you have to betach. So mamela, that is, if it's negeya, the malve also, that he can also swindle some money, then we don't trust both of them. But over here, a shtar, that's the same day. It was the same day, v'nimchal shibudoy. The loive has an egiya to use the shtar again, because he will save $5. The malve has no negiya. The minute he has no negiya, then already he's cautious, and then that's supposed to be a bal betochen, and then he won't be masking b'shamayfim. So if the malve says, that I lost the shtar, we believe them, because the malva would never be maskim, since he has nothing to gain and everything to lose. Listen, the Leiber said, he won't disagree with them. Even the last Leirafchem, the soib soib shtore the hidnoksi. This made Lamais, he's not getting anything from this, using this posel shtar. It's the same zman. Mika de katov lekuches mishtar de shenimchol shibudai. So he knows, could very well be they'll catch on and he won't be able to be given the lekuches. Leishovik here, he won't be maskim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Afkano mahodam Rabbi Yochanan yachzel lebailim kshechayiv moide shaloi pora. He's moide that he didn't pay up. Shomi bi rabbonon shenimcho shibudoi. Umavsedili lemitrav lekuches mishum deshitchei chayiv amekdomim psulim. Now this is going on not the first case. The more than second case also is going, why is he mask him over there? Why is he mask him to say that he lost the shtar and it's a good cash after he'll find out? Umafsili mitrav lekuches mishum de shtar chayim mekdomim psulim. The kivin da aiduk mehochi leis eis eis mishum zochale avzemina mekdom yes also shtar mekdom. Meinach nechalei beramois. Vitali Navshi Bisfake. I'll take a chance again, but from Maduma Lai Shami. Maybe they won't find out. Vikaravche. So this is, it's a gamble, but I can get profit. Aika the Tov Lakuch is Matifa Yeshbeze, Shleyevi Shtar, Shayaksa Vyichtavli. If he'll write me a new Shtar, I'll also be able to be given the Lakuchas from today. Vloishneim Biyamecha. ילקח בשטר שנמכור שיבודוי לא ישווה. כסתדר יש פשט רבי יוחנן. רבי יוחנן, that said, that if you found a star, the boy by yoim, even though there's a ray is in the nefile, if it's chayiv moide, I return it to the malve, because even though there's a mocking lochush that the loive paid up already, and that's what it seems from that the shtar was lost, afal pi came, I'm not chayish for this, because the malve will never be maskim, since he's putting the choyf into a danger if the chachamim will find out about it.